This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. On Tuesdays, we focus on education as part of our American Graduate Initiative, charting the journey from childhood to graduation. The Dallas Independent School District's paying its teachers differently this year. The new system bases pay on merit, not years of service, and student evaluations also play a role. Some teachers love the Teacher Excellence Initiative, and others blast the TEI. Former Dallas Superintendent Mike Miles first brought up the Teacher Excellence Initiative 2 years ago.
I think most people in our society believe that teachers should be paid more, but it's the effective teacher that should be compensated well. And we have an opportunity to do that here in Dallas and really compensate people the way they should be.
Trustees approved the evaluation plan in 2014. Results came out in September, and this year's pay is based on it. The new system, called TEI, rates teachers using in-class evaluations, student test scores, and surveys filled out by students. Some teachers love the new system, including the student surveys.
It isn't as simple as, these students don't like me and that's why I perform poorly.
Yeah. And it's not, well, these students don't like me so I can't get the money. It's such a small percentage of your overall score.
Yes.
that it's really negligible.
That's Tony Harrison Kelly and Angela Fulbright Burley. They're veteran teachers at Zumwalt Middle School. They like TEI and being evaluated by students. Those evaluations count for 15% of their overall score. Maybe no surprise, both of these teachers did well and got raises. They're advanced placement instructors. Fulbright Burley teaches social studies.
My student surveys were not what I wanted them to be, but I can see this is part of that perfecting part of TEI. As a professional, I see the changes that I need to make in my instruction.
The student survey is one of the more controversial aspects of TEI. Mark Harrington, an advanced placement history teacher, likes student surveys and feedback, just not this kind. He teaches at Segoville High and says he wasn't evaluated by all his students.
When we evaluate principals, they put out email after email. We want 100%. Well, if it's good enough to evaluate a principal, it's good enough to evaluate a teacher, particularly when you're talking about their living.
Maybe no surprise here either. Harrington didn't score as well as expected. He says he later gave the survey to all his kids and scored a lot better. He wonders if the survey is legal.
Because state law does not allow 15, 13, 11-year-old students to evaluate teachers. State law says that a teacher has to be able to have a conversation with their evaluator after they receive their evaluation. Well, these surveys were done anonymously. No one was able to talk with the student. What else is wrong with TEI?
Diane Birdwell, who teaches at Bryan Adams High School, can tell you. She's taught for 16 years and says older teachers who make more money lose out. Because of years worked, some are already earning the top pay for the score they got. Their salaries are capped regardless of how good they are in the classroom. She says those with fewer years, but with the same score, got a raise.
If you're going to reward us, then reward us equitably.
Birdwell says all teachers should get raises for good performance, no matter how long they've been in the district.
There's a problem with it because it discriminates against the older teachers. It discriminates against the veteran. And it's not just that it hurts me, it's that it hurts others, and it's going to hurt the kids, because when you don't have the most experienced teachers in the classroom, it's the children of Dallas who are going to suffer for it.
Tony Harrison Kelly, one of the teachers at Zumwalt Middle School, disagrees.
There's always been a cap on salary for teachers, so I don't understand why they would expect, just because we have a new appraisal system, that the process of having a salary cap would change.
Harrison Kelly says TEI treats teachers like professionals with a new top salary of $90,000, much higher than the old cap. Still, she says, the policy doesn't make it easy for good teachers to see others getting a raise. Trustees felt the same way and recently tried offering $1,000 to some long-standing teachers who scored well but got no raise. That plan, though, violated state laws. Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says he'll try something else.
Going into next year's compensation, offer an incentive for teachers who are in certain categories, such as high-performing teachers, to give them a retention bonus. As long as you do that on the front end, it's possible. We're going to work on multiple fronts to try to accomplish the same thing in a legal way.
Hinojosa says the report card is still out on the Teacher Excellence Initiative, adding it may take another 2 or 3 years to know if it's a game changer. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.